tonight was week 11 of my beginner's class, and I had a lovely surprise tonight. We've always come back after Christmas, and we had 4 new starters, which is quite unusual for us, and was a lovely surprise. And what their experiences will be, and hello if you're listening by the way, because I've told you about the podcast, is that I teach the first year as a 30-week syllabus. Which means people who are joining partway through the course, they have to learn the remaining 20 weeks and catch up on the 10 weeks as well. So they've got a harder challenge, if you like, than the people who knew about the course in September or able to join in September. So what we look for when they join is to try and see how their energy levels are and see how engaged and interested they are in that, because they are going to have to, it's not just about how quickly they can learn, it's whether it looks like they're going to be able to put the energy in required to take the information on in a shorter period of time. And it's great. The group we've got tonight were fantastic. So what we do with them when new people join, my normal teaching format, warm-up exercises first, play the form to the level how far through the students have, do corrections through till break, to the halfway point. Then after the break, it's new move time. So what we're doing with the new students who've joined partway through is they have to follow as best they can with the form that's already there. We use the corrections to help them as well learn the shapes that we're doing, because we focus on particular moves every week. There's always something stands out that perhaps needs a little more polishing, or where there's a bit more uncertainty starting to show itself. And then during the break, while the others are getting a break, they get to spend time backfilling the things they have, the things they've got to learn. And then they get the new move with everyone else, so we integrate them with the main group every week. Then they get we finish off by practicing the whole form to the end of the new move. So they're getting the repetition as well. And the other thing is, with new starters, you can tell how excited I am for how fast I'm talking. It's great. Everything with the new starters, it's an opportunity for my up-and-coming students to get some teaching of their own in as well. Because I can't be in two places at once. So my improving students who are have volunteered and have already come to help me with the class. What I do is I give them the new people to say, help them backfill, and you're learning more about how to teach at the same time. So everybody wins. And of course, as the person teaching the class, I've still got overall responsibility for everyone's health and safety, and making sure that people aren't being taught something that's nonsense. But that's not going to happen with my students. They're far too sensible. And that's how we make it work. And so it's been a lovely surprise to have 4 new students tonight, and it's a great opportunity for everyone involved. I'm really looking forward to it. And they all said they're coming back next week. You can't do better than that, can you? Have a good weekend. There'll be another podcast on Tuesday.